In the studio with me this morning, I've got Leanne, have I pronounced this right? Anglis?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, Leanne Anglis. She's the general manager of Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. And you've got a big do on this weekend, not you personally. Well, it is you personally, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, so the sanctuary is celebrating its 40th year this year. And this weekend, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, we've got an event where we've got loads of stuff. We've got bouncy castles, we've got trampolines, we've got live entertainment, we've got kids entertainment. Obviously you can come see the animals as well. Just come and celebrate with us and be proud of all the work that we've done the past 40 years.
Wow, 40 years. What do you know what made some, was it you that made the sanctuary start up or was it?
No, it was started up by a couple called Paula and Ernie Clark in 1983. They started by fundraising for other sanctuaries and feeding horses that were being abandoned and stuff. And then they literally put all their life savings and everything in and started their own sanctuary. And that's how it started. Yeah.
Wow.
Very dedicated.
Are there many animals? Because, you know, this isn't a particular horsey area, is it? There are a few, but it's not renowned to be... You know, it's not renowned for its mountains either. But are there many horses and animals, like farm animals, that need rescuing?
Yeah, I mean, we've taken animals from all over the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Manchester, Birmingham, up that way. It's surprising how many animals actually need sanctuary.
Really?
Yeah, it is scary, especially at the moment with the cost of living crisis and, you know, everyone trying to make ends meet. Unfortunately, it's the animals that generally need to be rehomed, or people can't afford vet bills, things like that. Every sanctuary or rescue that I know at the moment are really, really struggling at the moment because they just get phone calls every day with people just asking to help. And
oh, really?
Yeah, the room is very limited as well. You know, there's certain animals that, you know, like pigs and cockerels, for example, that at the moment there's just no room for them. So everywhere's trying to help everyone else. And yeah, it's a bit dire, but...
So how many animals have you got in the Hopefield?
Last time we did a head count, which was at the beginning of the year, we had something like 650.
Oh, my
animals.
Word. I never realised.
Yeah. And you don't realise because we're literally in the middle of Brentwood.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how big is the piece of land?
It's 53 acres.
Oh,
in total.
Wow. Well, that's
so,
right. Yeah,
it's quite big. You can see us along the A12 as well. But yeah, we've got loads of horses, goats, sheep, cows, pigs. Chickens, cats, rabbits, you name it, we've got it, apart from your lions and tigers and stuff.
I can imagine the cats love it, as all this place to roam.
Yeah, they do, bless them.
So this is the question now, what's the weirdest animal someone's asked you to look after?
Oh, God. Well, we do have reindeer, which...
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, which to me was weird when we got asked to take them. They're not very common as pets, but people do get them. We've had things like raccoons, meerkats. They can be quite popular as well. A lot of exotic animals because people get them and then don't realise exactly what they need and how much care they need as well.
And the size that they get, the exotic ones.
Exactly. I think for me, since I've been there, when someone phoned us about the reindeer, I was a bit like... What? So, yeah, no.
Now, the person that rung you didn't go, hoo, hoo, hoo. Did it do that?
No, he didn't.
So, Leanne, tell us what's going on this weekend and when you're open from and how much it's going to cost you.
Yeah, so we're open from 10 till 4, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. It's £7 an adult, £6 a child, under 2s are free. And it's just a celebration, really, of everyone's support and hard work for helping all the animals in need.
And you're completely self-funded, is that right?
Completely self-funded, yeah. We rely on the public and any fundraising that we do, like this weekend, will
fantastic.
Help.
Fantastic. So. Well, I hope you have a fantastic birthday weekend. Not personally, you understand, but Hopefield itself.
Thank you.